Moving on to action item number five, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for second quarter fiscal year 2009, John Hawes.
Okay. Again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is an item that is required actually under the Public Funds Investment Act, a state a statute that we report at least every quarter to you all our investment performance and the status of our investment program. This is just, again, a summary page here that just shows that as of the February 28th, again, the end of the second quarter, we have about $76 million in total investments in the portfolio. That includes both unrestricted and restricted funds that we have. We do have funds that are required under bond covenants that we hold, debt reserve funds and the like, and also hold monies for some of our customers under the cost reimbursable contracts. The item that, of course, has been of concern and continues to be of concern to us really for the last several quarters has been the declining interest rate environment, as I'm sure all of y'all are very well aware of. And you can see how the average yields to maturity has declined really over the last two-year period of time from up over 5% down to now just a little bit over 2%. And it will continue to go down. The next quarter will be even less than that, I suspect. But we have worked quite aggressively in trying to invest our available reserves and in various ways to within still very secure. We're restricted to invest in very secure items, either treasuries or U.S. government agencies or collateralized CDs or FDIC-insured CDs and things like that. So it's very safe investments, but obviously they have very low return. I'd like to introduce Bill Cook, who's with Valley View Consulting. We hired Valley View just this last year to help us with our investment portfolio and help to direct the ways in which we can best invest our money. And I asked Bill to come and do a very brief, he's got just a few slides here, a very brief presentation to give you a little bit of update on the market. So go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Bill Cook. I'm with Valley View Consulting, and I'd like to just kind of add a little bit to what John had to say about your portfolio. The first slide, the next slide, on the left-hand side shows the consolidated portfolio as of November 30th. And as you can see, the largest component was agency callable securities. And at that point, there were no certificates of deposit in your holdings. Well, if you look at the current slide for the end of February, you can see that the callable portion of securities is declined to 4%, a very small part of the portfolio, and certificates of deposit have taken on the majority position at 42%. And this was the result of a large callable redemption during the period and a competitively attractive rate for collateralized and FDIC-insured certificates of deposit. And as we move forward, the objective will be to continue to move toward the higher-yielding alternatives by maybe reducing the funds in the cash equivalent portions of the bank and money market funds. The next slide is a kind of a historical. On the left-hand side shows the total portfolio, where it's been and how it's moved over the years from 2005 to currently, with the high point being at about $84 million in 2007. On the right-hand side, it depicts the maturity levels at different points in time. So as you can see, 1 to 7 days is a little less than $20 million. and then on out to 1 to 2 years represents a small portion of about $10 million. Next slide. Next slide just provides some perspective in market outlook. Upper left-hand slide shows the movement of the Treasury yield curves from February 2008, which is the red line. The green line is November 2008, and the blue line is February 2009. As you can see, the at this point in time, out over the longer end of the yield curve, they're all trended up, and maintaining a relatively close spread at the end. In the current period, there's a lot less volatility in rates at the short end. The historical Treasury yields have continued to move. As you know, they tailed way off at the end of the year, but they're kind of working their way back a little bit currently. Not a lot, but a little bit. And the S&P 500 ended up kind of down, but currently closing at about 860. The next slide on the consolidated fund, we're trying to work forward from here by identifying possible new maturity dates for reinvestment of funds as they mature currently, and as mentioned, to place into longer term, higher yielding instruments some funds that may be available from the local government investment pool. Currently, we're seeing the best opportunities for investment are in certificates of deposit, both collateralized and CDARS issued, which are FDIC insured certificates of deposit, and those currently range from about 1% for 6 months to about 1.5% at the 1 year maturity. The overnight pools, as of today, text pool is at 41 basis points or 0.41%. And the Texas Daily and other local government investment pool that you're invested in is 0.61. U.S. Treasuries and agencies positions, they're currently ranging from about 0.30% for 6 months and out to all the way up to 0.60 for 1 year position. So in summarizing your investment portfolio, first of all, it complies with the authority's investment policy and the Public Funds Investment Act. The portfolio, as it currently stands, as well positioned and secure, as John mentioned, and the asset allocation is appropriately distributed. As you could see from the investment alternatives that have been utilized, the portfolio is well diversified, and the strategy that's been employed should continue to accommodate any volatility in interest rates. And at this point in time, one little bit of economic good news is offset by one or two pieces of economic bad news. But we do think that with the uncertain outlook that our current strategy will continue to produce above market returns for the authority. So with that, be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I might add, since Valley View has come on, they've been very helpful in us in really trying to maximize in a difficult environment like this, in identifying certificates of deposits, banks and organizations that are willing to offer sort of rates that are better than the governments and agencies at this point. So we're continuing to do so. Any other questions? That's done with that.
John, thank you.